He knew that if he ran away, the Indians would probably catch him and kill him in some cruel way. But one night, when the Indians were all asleep, he resolved to take the risk. You may believe that when he started, he ran with all his might. When daylight came, he hid himself in a hollow tree. After a while, he heard the Indians running all about the tree. He could hear them tell one another how they would kill him when they found him. But they did not think to look into the tree. The next night, he ran on again. He came very near running into a camp of Indians. But at last, he came in sight of the house of a friend. He was tired out and starving. He knocked at the door. The woman who saw him thought he was an Indian. She screamed, and the man of the house got his gun to kill him. But he quickly told his friend that he was no Indian, but Peter Williamson. Everybody had given him up for dead. But now all his friends were happy to see him alive once more. He had twice been carried into slavery, once by cruel white men, and once by yet more cruel red men. One day the women were all together boiling soap. It was the custom then to make soap at home. Water was first poured through ashes to make lye. People put this lye into a large kettle and then threw into it waste pieces of meat and bits of fat of all kinds. After boiling a long time, this mixture made a kind of soft soap, which was the only soap the settlers had. The large kettle in which the soap was boiled was hung on a pole. This pole was held up by two forked sticks driven into the ground. A fire was kept burning under the kettle. Of course, this soap boiling took place out of doors. Some Indians creeping through the woods saw the women together without any men. They thought it was a good chance to kill them or make them prisoners. But the women caught sight of the Indians and ran away to their little church. The churches in that day were often built so they could be used for forts. The church to which these women ran was one of this kind. But the women had no guns with them. They knew that when they got into the church, they would have nothing to fight with. So two of them took hold of the ends of the pole on which the kettle of boiling soap was hanging and carried the kettle into the little church with them. The Indians tried to get into the church, but every time an Indian climbed up to get in, a woman would just dip up a ladle full of boiling soap and dash it on him. This was a kind of fighting the Indians did not like. They were not used to soap in any form, so when an Indian was scalded by the soap, he would run away in great pain and not try it again. The next Indian that came got some of the same hot medicine. He would also have to go away to cool off, if he could. While some of the women were watching the Indians and fighting them with hot soap, one of them took up a dinner horn and blew it. This dinner horn was made of a great shell called a conch shell. The tip of a conch shell was sawed off so as to make a hole in it. By blowing into this hole, a very loud noise could be made. Such horns were used in that day to call people to dinner and to call the neighbors when there was any danger. The woman blew the conch shell horn and kept on blowing. The men who were away in the woods heard the sound of the horn. They knew that something was wrong because the horn was blowing when it was not dinner time. Either a house was on fire or the Indians had come. The men took up their guns and hurried toward the little church.